Once again, good morning and welcome to Grace Bible Churches. We partake in the Lord's table together this morning. Please open up your Bible to the book of Ephesians, chapter 1. There is a truth, a reality for every believer. In the midst of a world that is saturated with all sorts of opinions and ideas, a world that is filled with varying views and convictions, in a world that seems to love and exalt open-mindedness and subjectivity, there is a towering truth, a pillar among the sand. This reality, this truth, is the crux of the Christian faith. It is the starting point upon which one is brought into the body of Christ. And it is the center of the Christian life as well. And this truth is actually not centered on a thing, but on a person. And his name is Jesus. He is the crux, he is the center, he is the starting point of everything in the Christian life. And as we take some time to remember our Lord and Savior, as we take some time to remember the truth about Christ and all that he has accomplished for believers, please read with me two verses from Ephesians chapter 1. We're going to look at verses 7 and 8. In him, we have redemption through his blood. The forgiveness of our trespasses according to the riches of his grace, which he lavished on us in all wisdom and insight. This small section from Ephesians chapter 1 contains the most glorious reality any individual could ever experience. By the grace God so graciously granted us in his Son, we actually possess in all its power, in all of its efficacy for us, the ransoming through Christ's blood. We have redemption. This is wonderful news. We have redemption. This redemption has been wrought by the payment of a ransom or a price. And the price is named in these verses. It is the only acceptable price. It is the only currency that would be accepted. It is the blood of Christ. Through his blood, we have this redemption. We have forgiveness of our sins. And when our sins are removed from us, they are sent away from us by God himself. They are removed from us forever. We have a new standing before a holy God. And we have this new standing before a holy God because of Jesus' work. We are now counted righteous before that holy God. And all of this, the forgiveness of sins and redemption, is according to the riches or wealth of his grace. Grace, that is God's unmerited favor lavished upon us. We did not earn this grace. We did not deserve this grace. The riches that Paul points out here brings out the greatness of this grace, the magnificence of this grace, which are exhibited in the ransoming and in the remission that we possess through Christ. And this alone is wonderful beyond our comprehension, that we would be forgiven, that we would be ransomed, that we would be reconciled to God, is wonderful beyond all that we could possibly imagine and hope for. And it has been lavished on us. So as we remember this morning, Jesus' blood that was shed and his body that was broken, as we just sang, let us never lose the wonder of the cross. Let us never grow numb to this reality of what Jesus has done in ransoming us through his own blood. May we always stand in awe of the great grace which our wonderful God has lavished upon us. In a moment, the men are going to come and they're going to hand out pieces of cracker and juice. And we know that this is a time for us to remember all that Christ has done. And so as you take the bread, remember Christ's body. And as you crush it in your teeth, remember his body that was crushed on your behalf, believer. And as the juice comes, take the juice and remember his blood that was shed, his blood that was poured out, his blood, which was the ransom price so that you, Christian, could experience redemption, forgiveness of sins in him. Remember and rejoice and worship. This is a cause for great worship, that we would remember and rejoice in our Savior. If you have not repented of your sins, if you have not turned to Christ, if what I have explained that is the true reality for every Christian is not true for you, then I would plead with you to this morning, right now, repent of your sins and experience the redemption and forgiveness that can come through the blood of Christ as you repent of your sins, turn to him in faith, and follow him as your Lord and Savior. And take and remember with us. That would be, I think, every believer's here plea for you, with you, and desire for you. If you will not repent this morning, if you will not turn to Christ, then I would ask that as the bread and the juice come by, that you would just let them pass by you to not partake. This is a time for believers to remember what Christ has done. Men, please come and serve us. And when your heart is prepared, please take communion on your own this morning.